episode 1850, The Power of Concentration.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Take a deep breath. It is a brand new week. It's Mindset Monday. And guess what? That means that you get to create your now so you can go out and impact the world that you touch. It's all about the power of concentration. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Yes, stay tuned. As I keep reminding you, we've got it coming around the corner. It's the Super Bowl of Create Your Now. I'm excited. I know you're going to be excited. So stay tuned here right on the podcast or through the newsletter, which we are revamping. It's exciting. I cannot wait to share it with you. All right, deep breath. Why are you in such a hurry every day? Your schedule has no room for you to breathe, yet you want more than what you have now. Focus on the present through the power of concentration. You know, this weekend was filled with major sporting events, and I'm probably going to miss a few, but I'm going to name the ones that I watch closely. The Australian Open, which was the tennis championships, and yes, the Super Bowl. Not just any, it was the Super Bowl number 5-4. It was in Miami, Florida. Maybe you missed a few of them. So we're probably going to talk a little bit about that. And if you're not a sports person, hang in there because I promise you, not only will we not talk about the rules and regulations of the sports, but you will have a different perspective. You know, there were so many exciting moments throughout the weekend. Maybe you attended a few watch parties to enjoy the events with family and friends. Maybe you went just for the food. I went to the dentist to take my daughter, and I was talking with the dental hygienist, and I asked her, I said, so, are you going to watch the Super Bowl this weekend? And she's like, oh, yeah, I am. I'm all in, but I'm really not a football person. I'm just going for the food. I'm like, cool, awesome. You never know who you're going to meet, right? What their interests are. Well, I'm one who I enjoy watching the games. And, you know, I guess I look at them a little bit differently because of how I was raised. Yes, you can thank my father and my mother. When we watched sporting events, it wasn't just about the game. It wasn't about who won and who lost. It wasn't about the color, like who we were rooting for, the team or the individual player. With tennis, most of the time, right, it's the individual athlete. No, we discussed techniques, what the coaches were doing, how they could have changed things differently. I was like, I grew up as a coach with coaches all around me all the time. And I really felt like, okay, I guess this is how you do life. No, actually, I'm probably just weird. So bear with me, but it's going to be a lot of fun, I promise you. So as I was watching the Super Bowl, as I was watching the Australian Open, I was looking at it from two different perspectives. I wanted to see the techniques in how the coaches coached from the box or on the sidelines. I wanted to find the patterns, the rhythms to how these coaches led their athletes to find success in their game. We're just like an athlete, right? We're training for life every single day we get up. And if you're not learning, then that's not real good. We need to be looking at life as learning. We were made to create. We are beings of creation, which is absolutely fascinating to me. And so as I watched these games, I wanted to see what their coaches were doing. How did they change up their plays? Did they give them something different to drink? Like with tennis, I was watching Novak Djokovic. And at one point, I was like, oh my gosh, his energy is really going downhill. Now, I believe he's 32 or 33 years old right now. He's older in the game. Now, Roger Federer is even older than that. He's 38 years old. And as I was watching, I was like, oh my gosh, Novak here, he's getting tired. His legs are getting heavy. This is going to end fast. And team was coming behind and he was about ready to take over. And I was like, this is going to end fast. Now, team didn't win the first set. Novak Djokovic did, but he came and won the second. So they were even. For those of you who don't know, it's the best of five. So you got to win three. So it's three of five. And as I'm watching, I'm like, he's just not going to make it through the third. I mean, he may have to like bow out. Oh no, he didn't bow out. All of a sudden, you see different drinks coming in and he's getting stuff from his box being brought over by the ball boys and the ball girls. And he's drinking like three or four different solutions. And finally, something picked up and changed for him. There's patterns and rhythms of success in how we go about living our lives, but you have to be alert and watchful. And when I look at the patterns of life, they lead us down what? That path of success, where you're going. You can sit there and look at a forest and only see this huge forest, or you can look for one specific tree and go right for that tree. It's being able to see the tree in the forest. Well, before we go any further, I've got to give some shout outs here. I want to congratulate some of the winners over this past weekend. Novak Djokovic, yes, he beat and won his eighth Australian Open. That is the most ever there. So he is the king of the Australian Open. So congratulations to Novak. Also, congratulations to Sophia Kenin. Yes, she is from the U.S. And oh my goodness, it was her first Grand Slam win. She was so cute, 21 years old, and just a delight. She's an up and coming. She was ranked number 14. I know if you don't follow this, that's okay. But just know if you're from the United States, you have someone to cheer on. Also, a lot of people don't watch the doubles. And it was great to watch Joe Salisbury of Great Britain and Rajiv Ram of the U.S., and they won the doubles. So exciting for them. And, you know, it's just one of those things where these people work so hard. And it really doesn't always matter who wins, but it's great when it's from your country. And I celebrate anyone, wherever they're from. But it's a little more meaningful as the one who's watching it to have some investment in that as into where they're from. And also, yes, we cannot forget congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs for winning their second Super Bowl. Oh yeah, it took 50 years. And I thought, you know, when I looked at the number on our episode, it's 1,850. So it took the Kansas City Chiefs 50 years to win their second Super Bowl. 54. Man, congratulations, Kansas City. I've got to tell you, yes, I was rooting for them. Why? Well, I'm originally from Hawaii, but I have lived a lot of my life in Kansas City and I have family there. And so that's truly my second home. And so, yes, I was rooting all the way. In fact, my husband was actually traveling. So between my mom in Hawaii, I'm in the South and my husband's up north where he was, we were texting and FaceTiming and I'm like, can you believe this? What is going on? We were going back and forth and I'm like, we just need to all be in one room. But then they would send me a text. Were you yelling at that? And I'm like, yeah, did you hear me? They're like, yeah, we heard you like five states away. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. But it's one of those things where, you know, it's hard work. And that hard work doesn't come from just, I think I'm going to go play the Super Bowl. I think I'll go be an Australian Open champion. No, you don't wake up one morning and say, I'm going to run a marathon. That's not the type of mindset you have to have. You can't have that. You have to go beyond that. You have to have training. There has to be a power of concentration. You see, concentration is the action or power of focusing one's attention or mental effort. The mindset is what? It's mental. It's a mental game. The next time you watch any sporting event, whether it's basketball, baseball, softball, soccer, volleyball, I mean, I could name them all, golf, any of them, begin to watch the individuals. Or if it's a team, you can watch how the team is responding as a whole. Watch how they interact if there's more than one player. So if it's like basketball, how they interact with each other. What is their body language? Look at their eyes. Do they look flustered? or are they like all in and they're energetic and you see this light within them? Pay attention to that. You see, that's the concentration. That's them focusing all their attention. It's the mental effort. If you want to have that type of power of concentration in your life so you can hone in on what you want to accomplish, and that can be anything. It can be getting your laundry done. Seriously. I mean, that takes some concentration. I know for me, I'm distracted very easily because I don't want to do my laundry. I would rather it just pile up. Not really, but it would be a lot easier for me. Not later when I have to find stuff because I'm like, okay, I know it's in one of those piles over there. And they're probably wrinkled, which means I have to put it in the dryer and fluff it. Yeah, it's called real life. The power of concentration works in all areas of our life. It's not just about being on the field. It's not about playing a team, a sports team only. No, it's playing in the game of life. You're a mom. You're an entrepreneur. You're doing your laundry. You're the Uber driver, right? Taking the kids to their activities, running from one thing to the next. You're the cleaning lady who's coming in, right? You gotta clean the toilet sometimes. Just saying. And then you've got to be that wife that cheers everybody on. So you're the cheerleader. You got to have the power of concentration. And in order to do that, you've got to drill down and focus your attention. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Drill down and focus your attention. The power of concentration comes from the focus of attention. You can't have one without the other. So when I was watching all of these different events this weekend, and it was kind of crazy because Australia is on a totally different time zone. You know, when we're sleeping, they're awake, and then vice versa. And so I would get up at 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning to watch the event live. I know I'm a little crazy, but I enjoy tennis, and I like to watch it live. However, I have to admit that when I watched Sophia Kennan play, I recorded it and I watched it when I first woke up. So I was a little delayed, but I did not check. No, I did not ask Siri to tell me who won the women's championship. I just watched it and enjoyed it. Even though I was cheering her on, I knew it had already happened, but I was like, oh, come on. And it was fascinating. If you haven't watched it, go find a replay. I'm sure you can find it out there somewhere. It is an awesome three-setter. You'll love it. But as I was listening to all the different interviews and what the athletes were saying, this is taken from them. In my opinion, from what? The experts. Because they're living this out every single day. They're having to get up and do stuff that they don't want to do. I mean, do you really think that your NFL players, the Kansas City Chiefs, let's say, for example, and even the San Francisco 49ers, do you think they want to get up every single day and go in and watch their videos and work out and go get hit and all of this? I'm sure there are days they're like, can I just sleep in? But no, that's what makes them different. That's why they're at the Super Bowl, because they did put in the work and they showed up when they didn't want to. We can learn a lot from athletes and bring that into our everyday. So there's three things, and I wanted to take it from the Super Bowl advantage, meaning the Super Bowl is what, number 54. And if you use the Roman numerals, that's the L, the I, and the V. So that's what we're going to look at. It's the 54. And so number one, the L, is leverage. Trust your training. Trust what you know. And if you don't know it, understand that. You don't know that. But then trust what you do know. There was one thing when watching the Chiefs and the 49ers play, and the Chiefs were down. And honestly, I was getting a bit nervous. They were tied at halftime 10-10. If you didn't watch the game, I'll give you a real quick synopsis here. They were tied at halftime 10-10. Came back. San Francisco got the ball first. They ran it. Kansas City slowed him down enough just to kick a field goal. So it was 13-10. I was like, okay, no big deal. But then there was an interception. Yes, Patrick Mahomes threw an interception, which led to a touchdown. It was now 20-10. Ouch. getting a little nervous. And time was running off the clock. There was like 20 minutes approximately left in the game between, you know, all of the fourth quarter and like 5 minutes and change in the third quarter. And I began thinking, what are they going to do here? And I was watching the sidelines when the cameras would pan over, trying to look at what the actual athletes, the players there on the sidelines, what were they talking? I could sometimes read lips if they aren't talking all foul language. And I know just enough to be dangerous. So I'm watching them. And I'm like, okay, guys, you know, if you don't step it up here, we got to start getting a little risky. We got to take some chances. Because right now, you don't have time. The time is kicking down. And so far, coming back from halftime, you haven't made a score. There's a problem. Well, all of a sudden, we got the ball back, meaning Kansas City got the ball back. And yes, there was a touchdown. Woo! Okay, we're within 3 points of tying it. Awesome. And then the game continued. You see, what happened in that moment after halftime, through almost all of third quarter, they had to leverage themselves. They had to trust their training. All the videos that they watched, all the time they put in at the gym, all the drills that they went through on the field. And the 49ers had to do the same thing. But at some point, one of the teams were going to lose concentration, or that focus was going to be gone because of the distraction of what the other team was doing. And yeah, as you know, Kansas City was able to hold them off because they came back, scored two touchdowns to win it 31-20. Go KC. You deserve this win. Congratulations, Andy Reid. So leverage. Number two, the I, ignite. Keep pushing. Keep going. Travis Kelce, one of the players on the Kansas City Chiefs, he has an incredible story. I would love to have him on the podcast. In his interview, as he was talking to Fox Sports, he said, you know, when the going gets tough and enough is enough, you just got to keep pushing. You got to keep going. You got to ignite. You got to ignite. You can't sit back. Kansas City could have decided, oh, you know what? Yeah, man. They've scored 10 points on us already. It's now 20-10. We're 10 points behind. Basically, only a quarter left. I don't think we're going to make this. No, they kept pushing. They kept going. What are you doing in your life? Where is your attention? Are you giving up too easily? Are you getting up in the morning and deciding not to put on your workout clothes because you really don't want to work out? What would happen if you just put your workout clothes on? I can tell you right now, you're more likely to go work out. Because if you don't put them on, something else will take you away from that, and you're not dressed and ready in the attire that you know you need to be in. And so it leads to an excuse, and there you go. It's a rabbit trail, right? Away from where you need to be headed. It distracts you. Drill down and focus your attention. Ignite. Keep pushing. Keep going. So you've got leverage, ignite, and the V is validate. Stick to the plan. We are distracted too much. I know I get distracted. Just go on your social media feed. It'll show you how distracted you become, right? All of a sudden, you're like, oh, wait, oh, this looks cool. Advertisement will pop up, and you're like, oh, how did they know I might like that? And you click on it just for a couple seconds, and then you come back, and somehow you end up reading something else, and you're like, how in the heck did I get here? I just wanted to see what everybody was saying about the Super Bowl. What was popping up right before I go to bed? Stick to the plan. Validate. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs and the 49ers came in with a plan. And then at halftime, they had to readjust the plan. And then during the game, they readjust more, right? On the sidelines, they're always readjusting. Novak Djokovic had to readjust because team was coming after him. Dominic team was going, you know what? I'm going after this guy. He's older than me and I'm younger. I can take him. And he was for a while. But Djokovic decided, you know what? I'm changing it up. And his team agreed. And they got him what he needed. Stick to the plan. Validate. You know, the power of concentration comes from within. No one can concentrate for you. No one can make you do anything. I know, moms, we think we can make our children do something, but we cannot. We really can't. It feels good when they do it. We're like, oh, I did that. You don't necessarily say I made them do that, but you're kind of thinking it in a weird way. But ultimately, we cannot make anybody concentrate to pay attention in the same respect. We cannot be influenced by anybody else. The power of concentration is within whom? Yourself. It takes you. And I know we don't like to talk about this, but sometimes we're our worst enemy. We're standing in the way of our own dreams. We are standing in the way of our own goals. If you had a goal to run a marathon, based on what you do every day, do you think you would run that marathon? That's a question most of us don't want to ask. Now, I know I don't personally want to run a marathon, but just in generalities and looking at it from, okay, if I was to look at this based on what I've done in the past, yeah, at times I can see, oh yeah, I would be running that marathon. And other times I'm like, ooh, if I was there, probably not. You got to drill down and focus. Focus your attention. The power of concentration is within you, but it's up to you to put it into action. Leverage, ignite, validate. One thing that Travis Kelce said that really stood out in his interview after they won the Super Bowl, he said, you can't let the moment be bigger than what it is. And I thought, you know what? That's so true. We get caught up in our, woohoo, I won this. Woohoo, I lost my 5 pounds. And then all of a sudden, we're like totally off what we should be doing. Because we got caught up in the wrong moment. And we got stuck there. That when we were supposed to get back on track, where our focus was supposed to be, oh no, we digressed, right? Rabbit trail, going the wrong direction, away from the goal. You can't let the moment be bigger than what it is. Take it from Travis Kelce. Wise words. He is a Super Bowl champion. What are you doing today? Are you letting your failure be a bigger moment in your life? Are you allowing somebody else's expectations hold you back? Are you using perfection as an excuse? Are you willing to live? L-I-V. Leverage, ignite, validate. You know, if you woke up every morning for 54 days and said, you know what, I'm going to live. I'm going to leverage, ignite, and validate. Do you think on the 55th day you would see different results from where you are right this moment? Yeah. You might be living your own Super Bowl. You might be saying, you know what? I got this far to my goal. It's within sight. Or, oh, wait, I accomplished this, but now I know I can go get this. What is it that you want? It's time to wake up the power of concentration within you. I'm going to carry that belief torch for you, but you have to be willing to take the torch and carry it yourself also. Drill down and focus your attention. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.